when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon to all our dear Blood River Radio family out there. Welcome to this show. Like we just said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bomber Darabeller. And today's date, thank God, is February. We finally made it out of January. Today is February the 5th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2022. Once again, there is no name under the sun which man can be saved except Jesus Christ. That's it. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. That's it. There's no preacher, no priest, nothing. There was just hanger-on relics. So you need to get rid of all those people. It's okay to go to church and stuff like that, but just don't ever think that you're going to church is going to save you, that, you know, kowtowing to a priest or something is going to save you. It's just Jesus Christ plus nothing. And with that, people, you know the drill. I'm going to say a little prayer, if you don't mind. Go ahead. Even if you do mind, I'm going to say it anyway. I know you don't mind, or you wouldn't be tuning into this show. So if you will, go ahead and bow your head. Almighty Father, thank you so much for what you have done for me and my family. And Lord, hopefully for Cameron's family, Sam's family, and Monica and her family, thank you, Lord, for protecting us. Matter of fact, Lord, we know that you have protected us. We wouldn't even be on the air, so that's proof right there. But thank you so much, Lord, for staying with the Blood River Radio, Liberty News, and let us grow all the time. And thank you for letting us do work for you. And Lord, never let us forget that our primary mission here on earth is to serve you, Lord, and to pay homage, honor to your Son, Jesus Christ Almighty, who came to earth, who died on the cross while we were yet sinners, to pay the sin price, to open the way, to give us a way to get into heaven. And Lord, all we have to do is accept that free gift and confess, if we believe in our heart and confess with our lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the Son of God, we shall be saved. Ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, people, let me look at my little notes right here. I've got to talk about Biscuit. Biscuit from Florida. He sent in a humongous donation. He's one of our, we don't have a bigger supporter than Biscuit, that's for sure, down in Florida. Matter of fact, I'm going to read something he sent me. I've got, and I don't want you to think I'm bragging, but I can tell you flat out, there's been many a time I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I want to quit doing this. I could be out training for the Nashville Marathon. I'm going to be running April the 23rd for the New York Marathon, November the 4th. I could be doing that. I could be out deer hunting today, but then I wake up and I said, and I think, there is a God, because I'm going to be able to come in here and get this microphone and fight for our people. And listen, a few people like, and Biscuit's just one of them, but Biscuit's one of our closer friends. We communicate almost every day. Here's what the latest thing he sent me. He sent a humongous donation to help us out, because he knows we want to go to Ole Miss in spring break. He says, Eddie, and please, people, don't think I'm bragging. This is just why, you know, I feel a huge responsibility, but it's a huge gift to be able to represent all the people out there, and I hope I never let you down. But here's what he says. Eddie, I can't begin to imagine what all it takes to do what you do every week, and that includes Monica and all of our other associates here at Blood River. The time, expense, work, et cetera, that goes into producing a top-notch show must be massive. On top of all that, to be constantly slandered, harassed, and threatened. I'm having scroll this up, not only by the tribe, but also by a bunch of deceived whites who you're trying to keep from falling victim to white genocide. But rest assured that few of your countrymen hear you and give the rebel yell every time you drop a hot dose on those that sorely deserve it. God bless you, Eddie. People, I wouldn't take money for something like that. I would not. I have another letter I told you I read a couple of weeks ago. I mounted it that in a little picture frame. But that's why we do it. I mean, that's the feedback we get here in Blood River and probably most other radio show, media outlet that's trying to do what we can to reverse our primary mission here. If you'll go to our website, I was just talking to Monica and Cam before the break. From the very get-go, from back in October of 2018, if you'll go and look at our website, it said we were to fight against the rising tide of global white genocide. And everything we have done in Blood River Radio, no matter how, indirect. There's another word I can't think of it right now. But everything we've done, direct and indirect, has to do in one form, shape, form, or another with the global white genocide. All right, with that, people, before we bring Monica on, I'm going to critique last week's show a little bit. I feel like I need to. We got one of our few negative reviews because they just said that the show was boring. Well, you know, I can see where some people are like that because here in Blood River Radio, we're constantly dropping napalm, 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 you know, but we have to have some factual content too. So here's what I'm saying. Last week's show on the law/laws, the various types, and I can't remember all of them, but we have common law, contract law, precedent, statute laws, bar laws. I've put the conclusion all along from the get-go. And these are my own notes I'm reading. If it sounds like I'm reading my own stuff. Any system of law will work fine if there is force behind it. If you're backing whatever type of law you put in place, it has to be backed by force or it will not work. And I'll tell you this, people, and that the only thing in the end that matters, it doesn't make a hoot in hell what kind of law you have. It could be the sorriest, crappy law in the world. It could be the best. The point I'm making is law will not succeed unless it's backed by raw, merciless power. Law is whoever has the guns and who has the courage and the will to stick out their own lily white neck and affix a damn bayonet. And that's true. We can talk about, and I'm a firm believer in the Constitution, not as much so as I used to be. I believe in the Declaration of Independence because there are some weaknesses in the Constitution, but that doesn't mean I might write a better one. No, I couldn't have wrote a better one. Now, I've always had a trouble with why they did not put the name Jesus Christ anywhere in the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. And I have some suspicions about that. But going further in my notes, talking about the laws we talked about the last couple of weeks, the only thing that a tyrant understands, a damn tyrant, like Fidel up in Canada, Trudeau, the only thing they understand, the only thing that Biden understands, or Bush, you name your little sissy, perfume-wearing tyrant in the government. They've never been in a foxhole. They've never had to eat sea rations every other day. They've never had bullets flying fragments around. They've never had to fight mosquitoes and ticks. They've never had to wade swamps. They've never had to do anything, but they want to send people like us over to their stinking Jew wars. But anyway, the only thing they understand is force. The only way in the end you're going to get these people's attention, people, you're going to have to stick a bayonet in their face and threaten them. You have to have the threat of force. We the people, if you're ever going to get respect from the government, if you're ever going to think you're going to get any of your precious little rights, you're going to have to be willing to get up off your cowardly butts, and you're going to have to be able to pick up the rifle. You have to have the skill to use it, and you have to have that threat of the people, we the people, rising up with bayonets, with pitchforks, whatever the hell it takes, because that's the only way we're ever going to get any respect for these people. You got it? And that's the way it's always been. That's the way it always will be. And what, you know, what we really need, here's what we really need on a worldwide basis. We need a worldwide French Revolution type that makes the French Revolution look like a picnic in a monastery. Then we need to get rid of these people. If we don't get rid of these people, they will come back. They never give up. And we know who we're talking about. We're talking about the Eternal Jew. The Eternal Jew stands behind every single rotten piece of politician in the world. We have these Gentile Arapachiks, the doers, but they play minor parts. But the people behind pulling the strings are always the Jews or stinking money. The Congress and the senators here in the United States are just worthless. They're just window dressing. They have no power. So that's what we have to do. We need to get rid of those people. And I say, try them and put them in prison. Legally wise, you know. But I know I'm about to run out of time because we're getting ready to go to a break. So what we're going to do, we're getting ready to bring Miss Monica on, my little sister. I'm so proud of her. And we're going to talk about the revolt, what's going on in Canada right now is linked to white global genocide. Because if these truckers in Canada fail, if we the people, our brothers and sisters in Canada fail, you know what's coming? Look what happened in the Soviet Union from 1917-18 to all the way through 1950s. This is the word gulag ring a bell. They killed millions. The communists killed upwards of 66 million people in their concentration camps, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who should know because he was there. People, I hear the music. Excuse this cough. We'll be right back. We're going to bring Miss Monica on. I'll finish up my little statement here, and we're going to let her turn loose on what she's going to talk about. We'll be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, new people, welcome right back. We're getting ready to go back to Miss Monica, but there's one more quick announcement I have to make. Last week, Mr. Buddy has been working tirelessly with this stinking George E. Barnhill. He's the district attorney of the Waycross Judicial Circuit down in this. Actually, it's the first congressional district in Georgia. I call their number, like I was telling Miss Monica and Cam during the break. They hang up in my face. So when they hear my voice, they all know me down there. They hang up in my face. I've been trying to, you know, get something done on our, as, with our little strength as much as we've got here, which we're, I know it seems your people are probably thinking I'm dreaming. Well, yeah, you know, if you don't swing at the ball, if you never take a swing at the ball, I know it's a cliche, but you're guaranteed to strike out 100% of the time. So I've been calling them, trying to get them to come over and talk about how we can get these Mac Michaels another trial. So, but also, I want you people to take these numbers down. The number for the Waycross Judicial Circuit is 912-287-4395. Please send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com, if you want that, if you would like to call. I wish you people would call. Also, his congressman, his United States congressman, is in the 1st District with the Mac Michaels. Congressman is Buddy Carter. His assistant I called last week is very nice. He seemed really amiable to what he wanted to do. And I'm so sure they said, yeah, they'd come on our show. I'm so sure. But wouldn't it be like a lightning bolt if they did come on? But like I say, his name is United States Congressman Buddy Carter. Here's his number. You can call the Waycross office. I call Washington, but probably be better we'll call the Waycross office. It's 912-265-9012. And people, please, God, do help us out. Help those people. I mean, they need a new trial. They were railroaded in. You know, put people, that could happen to you. It could happen to me. It can happen so fast, you make your head swim. Now, people, I think that's all I got. But I have more, but listen, I don't want to run out of time. Listen, now, my sister and your hero, Miss Monica Schaefer, is going to come on. She's going to make me look good. She's going to cover up all my mistakes and just smooth everything like putting furniture polish on an old desk and make it shine. So anyway, go ahead, Miss Monica.
You're too kind, and maybe some wishful thinking, you know. But anyway, I just want to add to one of the things you talked about. It was the having to back up any law by the ability to use force that you have, that you're armed. Now, so that's not just for governments, that's for people, and that's of course why they want to disarm us. And the whole, I mean, I used to be one of these libtards before I woke up to what was really going on in the world. And of course, being in Canada, we were kind of all really judgmental of you folks down there, that all everybody's gun-toting rednecks, you know. Boy, oh boy, did I ever wake up. I mean, that changed 180 degrees for me, my view on the right to bear arms. And I, once I woke up to what was really going on in the world, and I understood what that was all about and what that's for. So when there's a tyrannical government, that we, the people, that we can maintain our sovereignty, and that would relate to last week's show. It's all about our sovereignty, really. That do we want to become enslaved to a system that is corrupt and you know, basically evil, or do we take back our sovereignty? And that's what, you know, we talked about last week in terms of lawful versus legal and all that. But, you know, the right to bear arms for the citizens, that is absolutely essential. And any, you know, tyrant that has tried to disarm the people, well, what's the result? I mean, we saw Australia was the worst in terms of being locked down and whatnot, and they've totally disarmed people there a few years ago with all their false flag events. That's what those things are all about, false flag events. In terms of, you know, oh, the shooter and whatnot. And then on one of the other points you were making is we need a worldwide revolution, sort of like the French Revolution, except I just want to say that the French Revolution was kind of the first of all these Jew revolutions. That was a Jewish revolution. So, yeah, we need a worldwide revolution, but a different kind. And I know that that's what you meant, Eddie, of course, was to, you know, the people taking back our lives, taking back our power, taking back our sovereignty, and not letting ourselves be enslaved to these tyrants and the Jew world order. No, we do. We absolutely refuse to submit to this Jew world order, the New World Order. So anyway, those are the comments I wanted to follow up on your great rant in the first segment there.
Well, I thought I said, you know, I hope I'm not getting arrogant, but I thought I sounded like an Oxford University professor. Did I not sound that way?
Yeah. Oh, I thought for a moment that's where I was, you know? Oh, good.
I even had my English accent. You know, I almost forgot. Here's one more thing I'm going to read, and I'm going to shut up. I was going to read the here's some of the show notes I've seen there in our webmaster. And this will kind of cover up, because this will kind of link the whole show tonight, link everything together, hopefully. It says, on hour two, you'll have a real treat. Primarily driven by Monica and Gene, we'll sort out our preview of the giant Dresden show coming up. And people, we have a humongous Dresden show coming up February the 12th. It'll be next Saturday. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. We're also going to link the closing months of World War II with the Jewish, Bolshevik, satanic, age-old hatred of Christianity. That Jewish fanatic hatred comes from their desire to do the will of their father, the devil. Jewish Bolshevik hatred, this is true. Jewish Bolshevik hatred is the driving force behind their age-old desire to exterminate every Christian on earth. As manifested through the Jews being behind every single white genocidal war of the last 300 years and before. Lincoln's War on the South, World War I, World War II, the Holodomor, Eisenhower's death camps, Operation Keel Haul, the bombing with torpedoes I couldn't spell torpedoing, so I put the bombing of torpedoes of civilian refugee boats. Anyway, that's what's going on. Every bit of this, in other words, every bit of everything we talked about has been really, if you look behind the force, if you look under the rotting, filthy, organic garbage, if you take a pitchfork and pull that up, you'll see a Jew under it. It's behind all this evil crap. And they're one go. Ever since Jesus Christ was crucified, ever since they said, give us Barabbas, ever since that day, their one driving goal is to get rid of every single white person, every single Christian on the face of the earth. They despise Jesus Christ. They despise us. They always have. They always will. Read the New Testament, folks. And so much for that, Miss Monica. You know, I guess, Miss Monica, what we could do next, if you want to, if I don't have you too confused, Miss Monica got a letter from a trucker in Canada having to do from one of these truckers who's on the revolt against this global Bolshevik genocidal crap going on up there, this little tyrant up there, this Pierre Trudeau. I mean, excuse me, Justin Trudeau, whatever the hell his name is. I've been calling him, what's his name?
Fidel.
Ahead, I've been calling him Fidel. Yeah, I've been calling Fidel so long. But go ahead, Miss Monica. Do you have that letter with you?
Yeah, I do. It's right in front of me. And I just want to say there are lots of really, really great things happening with this convoy. And I do want to address some of that. But I'll read this letter. And I'll try to get this before the break here. So, and it wasn't addressed to me, just to be clear. This was a letter that was shared online from a trucker. Okay. Hello, everyone. We made it to Thunder Bay. I have a hard time finding words to express the momentum on this convoy. The convoy is 100 kilometers long and growing all the time. The support people have been overwhelming. Coming into Winnipeg yesterday was pretty emotional. The comm radios went pretty quiet because no one could find words to express what we felt. There were people packed on the shoulders of the streets, cars parked, and people for miles and miles on the ring road around the city. The horns never stopped honking. On the four lane going out of Winnipeg, we thought it was hammer down time, but ended up driving 5 to 20 kilometers per hour for hours and hours. People had campfires going in the ditches, fireworks, a sprayer with booms out with big thank you signs on the booms, crane trucks with the booms up with signs, lights flashing and flags. The shoulders of the four lane packed with people and cars, overpasses packed with people, tons of families, little kids all bundled up. Everyone was jumping, dancing, waving signs, flags and flashlights, all in minus 30 degree weather. Seeing how happy kids are, their smiles make you a little emotional at times. I hear the music. I'll finish it after this break here.
Yes, Eddie, I guess. I've got some comments I heard just today to comment on what you just said. Minus 30 degrees. Lord have mercy. I'm complaining about 15 degrees. People will be right back with you. It's Miss Monica, and hold on. We'll join you in just a few seconds. A few minutes, rather.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The coronavirus death toll in the United States stands at about 900,000. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The number of cases stands at about 76 million. However, there is some good news on the vaccine front. The CDC says 212 million Americans are fully vaccinated. Meantime, 89 million have gotten their booster dose. Two people are dead and two others wounded after a shooting at an apartment complex near Milwaukee. Brown Deer police confirmed they have the suspect in custody. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office reporting a man and woman are dead. Police say one of the two others hurt is in critical condition. There's no word yet on a motive for the shooting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
As the Olympics continue in Beijing, a protest taking place in Washington, D.C. on Saturday afternoon across from the White House, a group of Uyghurs, an ethnic minority native to northwest China, denounced the games. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs, and this speaker compared the situation to what happened in Germany in the 1930s.
The lack of international investigation will only embolden China to continue its brutal attempts to eradicate the Uyghurs, just like how Hitler started his Holocaust of the Jews following the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
The United States led a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics by several countries in protest of China's record of human rights violations. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying he's not watching the Olympics as a protest. USA Radio News.
Dear Blood River Radio people, it's so good to be back. I'm so glad you hung on. And we're going to go back right back to Miss Monica. She's got some great news for you. We got a lot of stuff to talk about that's really important. Go ahead, Miss Monica.
Well, I'll finish reading that letter. It's a very powerful, strong letter. I was only about halfway through it. It's not a long letter, but I'll just backtrack a few sentences because it was just in the part where he's talking about how emotional it was seeing this trucker, you know, they're driving along and the people in cars just packed the sides of the highway and all the overpasses, packed with people, tons of family, little kids all bundled up. Everyone was jumping, dancing, waving signs, flags and flashlights, all in minus 30 degree weather. Seeing how happy kids are, their smiles make you a little emotional at times. This is how Canada is supposed to be. This morning, going into Ontario, the support is amazing. Of course, this letter is about a week and a half old, just throwing that in there. The laneways, the crossroads, little towns, same things happening. Constantly speeding up and slowing for groups of people. I feel like I am cheating with adaptive cruise, wink, wink. When we came to Thunder Bay, they had a big area plowed off, tents put up, big fires and an insane amount of food. Beef on the buns, spaghetti, sandwiches, coffee, donuts, and you name it. They brought pallets of windshield washer fluid for everyone. Very humbling how kind everyone is. This is what freedom feels like. I felt normal for once, not alone like the last 2 years. Thanks for all the support. It is much appreciated. Well, I'm hitting the hay. Cheers. Thanks. So that's the end of that letter there. And you want to comment, Eddie? You wanted to comment on that.
Yeah, thank you. I was just telling Miss Monica during the break, I heard the latest news I've heard was just it was either today or yesterday. Evidently, Justin Trudeau has tried to force the Canadian military, the Canadian Army, to come in and help him.
No. I have to correct police. That before you, Eddie. Before you go any further with that, I'll just correct that. He came out with a statement saying, no, they're not going to, at this time, bring in the military. That's what Trudeau said. But I know in the break you were talking about the military brass said what they said. So go ahead with that, because yes. I think they're just reinforcing.
Well, the reason he said that is because the news I have is that the military said that they were not going to be used that way. The same way, you know, and it makes me think back to when President Trump brought the 82nd Airborne Division and the National Guard into Washington, D.C. because, you know, the White House was in danger of being overrun by all these million-man thugs that came to Washington, D.C. But that's the scuttlebutt I have, is that the Army said, no, they're not going to get involved in that. So evidently, I guess he had to go and act like he was the good guy and say that he was not going to bring the Army in. Also, the chief of police, and I always want to say Toronto, but it's not Toronto. Did you said Winnipeg, right, Miss Monica?
No, Ottawa. Ottawa is where the
Ottawa,
truckers have
Ottawa.
All.
Why the hell?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. In Ottawa, the chief of police. I'll get that. I'm going to tattoo that on my head. The chief of police of Ottawa came out, and here's what he said. They're recording license tag numbers of all the vehicles, the pickup trucks and the cars of civilians that are coming in there assisting the truckers. They're gathering up credit card numbers from information from merchants there that are dispensing food, water, what have you. Anything that can be used to give aid and comfort to the truckers. They're acting like these people. He's acting like the truckers and the civilians there, population, are enemies. He said they will be dealt with. They will be dealt with like they're aiding, you know, an insurrection and enemies. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But that's what the news I've gotten. Also, he also said that if it comes to his attention that any member of the police force under his jurisdiction is caught giving any assistance to these truckers, they will be prosecuted legal, you know, under criminal prosecution under these statutes, these certain police statutes, et cetera, et cetera. So that brings to me to mind of what went on in Washington, D.C. in January the 6th. You know, we had thousands and thousands of peaceful protesters up there protesting the stolen election, and everybody and his mama knows that the election was stolen. But they still have people locked in jail for doing nothing, just going up there to peacefully protest. And some of them, they haven't had any trials. You know, you're supposed to have a speedy trial. You're supposed to be able to confront your accusers here in the United States under jurisprudence, but they have not. They looks like Trudeau is taking a page out of Biden's playbook, and they're going to hunt all these people down. That's what he's saying. That's what this chief of police is saying. They're going to hunt them down. They're going to treat them like they're going to treat them like terrorists. And that's what they're going to do, Miss Monica. That to me, that is just horrible. It's worse than reprehensible. And this goes back to what I said in the beginning, in my opening rant. The people in Canada, our brothers and sisters in Canada, we the people here in the United States, our white brothers and sisters in Europe, the only power we have, I don't care what kind of law you think you have. In the end, people, I hope this big trucker protest works. It might if you get enough people behind it. I think it has a good chance. But we have to have the threat of force. It always has to be there. That's why the Second Amendment is there, people. You know, the Second Amendment of the United States, Constitution, that I used to know it by heart, but it goes something like this. You know, that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's why we have to have these arms. We have to, and they're there. They're there to kind of paraphrase what probably Jefferson. He said almost everything that could be said, that the tree of liberty must be nourished or watered with the blood of the patriots and the tyrants from time to time, usually about every 20 years. You have that threat of force has to be there. If in a perfect world, in a Christian world, we wouldn't need it that way. But people, we ain't in a perfect world. We ain't in a Christian world. If we were, we wouldn't have a Declaration of Independence. We wouldn't have a Constitution. We would just have the Holy Bible. But that's why we have it, and we have to have that force. That's why the people in Australia have been disarmed. I'm going way too long. I'm sorry I got to talking too long, Miss Monica. I'm going back to you.
No, it's just unbelievable the disconnect between what they're saying about the protesters and how they're portraying them in the mainstream media and what's actually going on the ground. It is unbelievable. And you know what you said there about Trudeau, that's very likely true, that first he was talking to the military that we're gonna send them in, and they told him no way, we're not going. And then he went to the public and said no, we're not gonna bring out the military at this time. So that's all that I had heard of it, but you know, you're very, very likely correct on that he initially was told by the military that they're not gonna go against their own people here. So then he had to take the soft line and say, oh no, we're not going to bring out the military. It's not wise to do that at this time, making it like it's all his wisdom and his idea, you know. But anyway, everything they tell us about the convoy, everything is opposite of what is actually going on the ground. I mean, first Trudeau said it's just this fringe minority, and there's not, making it look like there's just a few of them. And then that became so laughable as the whole country basically, came and supported the truckers. And it really did. It broke a spell, and people everywhere were just jubilant and joyous and dancing, like in that letter it was portrayed. Now, anything that they throw at them in Ottawa, where they are now, and there's some other places in Canada where there are also some, other truckers have just set up blockades, like Southern Alberta, the Coutts border to the United States, there's a blockade there as well. But anyway, whatever they throw at the truckers, the people turn it around and do something good with it, turn it positive, use their creativity, their resourcefulness, and there's so much goodwill there, and so much, I mean, I hate to sound like sort of a, like fairyland, but so much love. Say again? I missed that.
I thought you were going to say you felt like a hippie or a flower child.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I'll come back and talk about some of the stories on the ground that are happening, how they turn things around, and whatever gets thrown at them, it doesn't matter.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I have a. After you get yours, I'll do mine. People will be right back.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Well, dear people, I swear I think we're in a time warp, but this will be our last segment of our first hour. We're going to go right back to my little sister, Miss Monica. Go ahead, Miss Monica, and continue on.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about the spirit that is amongst the protesters, the truckers, the convoy. So, for example, you know, they've turned off the funds. This is like just a terrible thing that's happened. $10 million was raised went through GoFundMe, and then they've declared that that's not available to the truckers. And okay, and then at the same time, the price of diesel went up through the roof, apparently. This is what I've heard in the Ottawa area. And okay, so this is really troublesome. The truckers, they need diesel fuel. So there were some Indians who, they trucked in some diesel to the truckers. So that really, to bring it to them, like to as a donation, like to be in solidarity with the truckers. So when they called the protesters all a bunch of white supremacists and racists and all that, that falls flat on its face right there, because there are all these Native people, you know, joining in, and they're totally in solidarity with the truckers. So that's one example. You know, they're playing hockey in the streets there. I think maybe street hockey. I'm not sure if there's an ice set rink as well. But Randy Hillier, he's a Ontario politician, like an MPP, member of provincial parliament, and he's been quite outspoken about this whole thing right from the get-go. He's pretty good, I have to say. But he invited Don Cherry to come and coach the people playing street hockey. And I don't know if you know who Don Cherry is down there. He was like a host, or, you know, the, what do you call it, like a commentator on Hockey Night in Canada for many, many years, like for decades. Oh. So he was a beloved figure in Canada, and then he got booted out for some politically incorrect sentence that he said when he was referring to the new Canadians. And I can't remember what the sentence was, but it was just ridiculous. You know, something that was politically incorrect, one sentence, it might've been five words, and then they booted him out after he was there for decades and decades. Anyway, these guys are inviting him, hey, Don Cherry, come on and coach the people here playing hockey in the streets. Like, people are having a good time. There's really positive energy. They're resourceful. They're creative. It seems like, oh, and another example is the mayor asked the tow truck companies, ordered them to go start towing the truckers away, because we're going to, you know, bust this up. And they all had COVID. Isn't that sad? All the tow truck operators had COVID, they said. So I just want to say that this is the spirit of our people. This is who we are. We're creative. We're resourceful. We, you know, something gets thrown at us, we deal with it. We do something. Yet how they portray this whole thing in the media, it just boggles my mind. I'm thinking sometimes I must be in the George Orwell movie called 1984, where black is white, war is peace. Yes. You know, it's unbelievable. Anyway, over to you, Eddie.
Yeah, you know, you've made some great points, Miss Monica. You know, one thing that I've heard a fellow on the radio, a show I was listening to, you know, in the past, the leftists, the Bolsheviks, the communists have always said, oh, we're doing this for the people. We're, you know, for the bourgeoisie. You know, they have the bourgeoisie and they have I used to know all that when I took, political science in high school. We had political science in high school. But anyway, they've always been for the worker, they say. Well, you know, and the fellow pointed out really brilliantly that there's no, what greater worker could you have than the truckers of the world, the truckers of Canada and the United States. Without the truckers, without trucks rolling, nothing, everything comes to a screeching halt. Even, you know, even if you have trains and we have a lot of riverboats going up down the Mississippi River, but you have to have trucks to haul this stuff from the trains to the riverboats. And they work very hard, and they have a dangerous job, and they're gone all the time. You know, our little Matt Goodwin, our little co-host, he'll be back probably. By the way, I talked to Matt. Yeah, just kind of an off the side. I talked to Matt for quite a while yesterday. Him and his wife, they're doing well. Her name is Abigail, but I call her a Bubba Gail because she's so young. They're having their first baby in March, but he's a truck driver and he works his tail off. But they've always said that. But here, the communists have always said, yeah, they're here for the workers. That's a damn lie. You know, they're persecuting these people. You know, like I said earlier too, I hope I'm not getting too scattered about, but this, what we're seeing in Canada, I'm hoping that it can inspire our people here in the United States, because we seem like we're more of a coward nation of what's going on in Canada. I wish it would inspire the people in Australia, but we're operating on a worldwide struggle here. We're these Jewish Bolsheviks, they're worldwide, they're global. And a reason I say that is because if you see what's going on in Russia, between Russia and Eastern Europe and the Ukraine, saw this other thing, this other news bit, this fellow in the White House, one of the talking heads of the White House, saying they have evidence for a Russian false flag, a false flag operation. Well, one of the regular reporters in there called him. He said, well, where, you know, he asked him, he said, where is your evidence? Well, the fellow for the, you know, the Washington talking head for Biden, he got mad. He said, I just gave you the evidence. He said, no, you just said that you saw evidence of a false flag. But the point I was going to make there, you know, and Miss Monica said this a million times too, they always, these Jews, these globalists, they always accuse us of what they're doing. So if they said that the Russians are getting ready to stage a false flag, I'm pretty sure, I hope it doesn't happen, but I think that the Jews running the United States government, I think they're getting ready to do a false flag, because Monica, as you know, the Jews hate, they absolutely hate Russia, and they absolutely hate the Ukrainians, because they're probably two of the greatest reserves of white people left on the face of the earth, Monica. But you made some great points there. You most certainly did, and I'm so glad. In closing, with my little rant there, or a little commentary, it looks to me like Trudeau has got himself backed into a corner, because if the army is not going to come in and bail him out, they don't have enough police. There is no way they have enough police force down there to arrest all these truckers. And also, they probably haven't counted on a lot of those police are probably sympathetic to our cause. Monica, back to you.
Oh, I think personally, a lot of them are, but they are so tied into their, you know, they have a good wage and it, you know, retirement, pension, all these things that make it difficult for them to just say, okay, that's it. I'm going to lay my career on the line here and join these guys. But, you know, we need that. That's what we need. They've got to realize how serious this is. And maybe some of them will. I don't know. But now, Trudeau being backed into a corner, yeah, he really is. Like, he's becoming kind of a a laughing stock in some ways. Whether he survives this, I don't know, but he's kind of it's almost like he's a pathetic, irrelevant creature. Of course, he's just a puppet anyway of you know, the string pullers behind. So yeah, what's going to happen politically? I mean, it's all in a bit of disarray. The opposition party, they just threw their leader out, so they've got a temporary leader. But you know, the protocols of the Elders of Zion, I hate to say this, they say all the governments will be dissolved, so yeah, we want this government dissolved, but what we have to be careful of, the people, is that we don't end up clamoring for this King of Kings that the Jews have, you know, say in the protocols. No, this is the part where we have to have our own sovereignty. Again, I mean, that's why it's so important to educate people about what's really going on. You know, earlier in the show, you talked about the deceived people, how deceived people are, and that's, you know, psychological warfare is the biggest weapon they've used on us over the last few decades. And I just need to read you an email that I got from somebody. I've had a bit of an email debate with him because he said something about, oh, I sure wouldn't want to associate with any white nationalists. And he used the word white nationalists because that gets used a lot. But in people's, they right away think white supremacists, and they, it's this weaponized term anyway. So I had written back, you know, sort of saying what's wrong with this picture, because I made a couple of comparisons. I won't go into that. It was, you know, I made a good argument, very short back. And then he wrote this longer letter back. And then this latest letter he wrote me after I, you know, it's back and forth a few times. This is unbelievable. He says, Monica, the entire concept of race is false and divisive. We are all the same. There is no white race. And in my opinion, the best thing that could happen to all of humanity is if everyone breeds with everyone else and we all become brown. Maybe then we would stop fighting over idiotic concepts such as race. I am an amateur anthropologist, and I have dedicated a large percentage of my time here on Earth to trying to learn and understand the origin of our species and why we are so nasty to each other. Wipe out the white race? Bring it on. This is unbelievable. This is just, it's shocking, because this man, I've known him for many, many years, and he's a good man in the sense of, you know, conscientious, wants to do the right thing, but completely has drank the Kool-Aid. I mean, really, this is what has happened to our people. This is what we have to come up against. We have to wake these people up. How does one wake up somebody that has that so deeply ingrained in their heads? I mean, he has drank the Kool-Aid. This is the Jewish Kool-Aid that, you know, there's no such thing as race. It's just a social construct. They've been telling us that for decades. But I just found it shocking at first when I saw the first line of that. I thought, oh, this is a satire, but it's for real. It's for real. Anyway, but I don't know.
Can't fix stupid, like they say. You can't fix stupid, Monica. You know what's fascinating to me? These same empty head idiots that say that, there's no difference between a 7 foot Watusi, ebony black person, and a little 5'6" Sweden blue eyed blind girl. But you know what? These very people, when they say, "Oh, there's no such thing as race; it's just a racial construct," they're always screaming about racism. So if there's no such thing as race, how the hell can you be a racist? You know, what an idiot! I don't know how anybody can get that way. But and I'm going back to our website. On our website, we said that we're out after about that 10%, actually probably less, 10% of the hardest of the hardcore. We don't even try to evangelize to so-called alt-right, because we look at the alt-right like a bunch of little sissies. They're after Charlottesville, for instance, they all ran for the tall grass. They'll say, whatever you do, don't use my name. They're idiots. You can't, we can't reach them. I don't try to waste my time on them. I think they're absolutely pathetic. But anyway, we've reached the end of the first hour, and when we come back, we're going to pick up Mr. Gene, the bitter ender, General Andrews. He's going to come back, and Gene and Miss Monica are going to run pretty much the rest of the second hour of the show. I'll set the table when we come back, and they'll take off. So we'll be right back, people. Hold on.